Welcome to Idiot Miles Per Hour. WMFO, Medford, 91.5.
We've hoped. No, I messed it up already. I was trying to do an accent.
Yeah, we were trying to do a little, like, Count Dracula.
I just completely messed it up already.
We need to practice.
What was I going to say? We hope you have a fantastic week. You had a fantastic week.
And have.
I'm going to give up.
Had and have.
I'm going to give up.
Okay, we tried. We tried for the people. Anyways, it's Tuesday night.
Woo!
It's 9:04 already.
Damn.
How does that happen? Where does the day go? We got some music and some games.
Good music.
And
some thoughts.
Some thoughts.
Some opinions.
Some opinions. I'm in my PJs.
I'm in workout clothes.
Yep. It's a little warm in here. But we're doing great.
It's quite warm, actually.
It is quite warm.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do something about all this warmth. You guys are going to listen to some songs. And we're all going to be happy people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Attention to me right now.
Spoken, I listened to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Amanda and I are terrorizing people outside.
Absolutely terrorizing them.
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of being on the third floor of a dark building. Nobody can see you.
Yep, you just shout things and watch the faces of the terrified pedestrians walking
or
by.
Or the completely oblivious ones who are listening to headphones, music.
Take them off so you can hear us. Or leave them in so you can listen to us.
Oh.
We're just going to assume that every person that didn't react to us didn't react because they're listening
to
WMFO. To
us, which is a perfect trade-off.
So we'll take it.
Win-win.
Let's see. We listened to some songs.
Mm-hmm.
We listened to... The first one I listened to was Raw, with an exclamation point, by Peppa Knight. Peppa?
I have no idea. I know it's my song, but...
I'm an engineer. I can't speak. off of the EP, Hypnotized, Volume 1.
Ooh.
Then we listened to Every Single Thing, which is a fairly new song... off of the same titled disc by Homeshake. And then we had High Rise by the New Pornographers off the disc Brill Bruises. And last we just listened to Crystallize by Melody's Echo Chamber off of their self-titled album as well.
Nice.
And now I think it's time for a little over-under, if you will.
Yes, I will.
Amanda.
Yes, Emma.
Over under on fortune cookies.
Ooh, this is hard because I love them so much, but I feel like so does everyone else too. So like, I feel like the cookie itself is definitely overrated because, I mean, they're good, but like, are we talking like, because I've had like gourmet ones that are like, you know, the huge ones covered in frosting and sprinkles.
Have you never had this?
Oh, I'm changing your life right now, aren't I?
Wow. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Like,
but
those are underrated because no one knows about them. But like the little ones wrapped up in a plastic package, like they're overrated just because the cookie itself isn't fantastic. Like if it didn't have a fortune in it, would you be that excited about it? Like it'd be good, but like.
Fair. That's fair.
We love the fortune.
Right. That's fair. Yeah. Although sometimes the fortunes are really interesting.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
No.
I don't really know if I always want to believe them, too.
True.
Yeah.
True. I personally am one of, I think, the few people that actually enjoy, like, the cookie part.
I still like the cookie.
Mm-hmm. But you don't get them for the cookie.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
No, but there's... a woman in my town who makes like gourmet, like they're giant, they're like fit like the size of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she like makes like customized fortunes in them, and like they're dipped in like chocolate and then rolled in like, it's kind of like a fancy waffle cone for ice cream, but fortune cookie style. So those are pretty nice.
That sounds amazing.
I wouldn't say no to one of those.
How is that not caught on?
I know, right?
Interesting.
But pretty fancy.
Well. Do you have any other thoughts on fortune cookies?
I think that just about covers it.
All right.
It's a great palate cleanser for Chinese food, gotta say.
So would you say they're properly rated then?
Maybe we'll just go with properly. But I feel like that's such a cop-out. We always go with properly rated.
Not true. Okay, so you think they're...
I'll stick with my overrated.
Overrated. All right. You heard it here, folks. Fortune cookies are...
Overrated.
Overrated.
The cookie itself.
The cookie itself.
Yes.
Overrated.
Call in if you disagree.
Yeah, we can have a debate.
We
that
definitely
would be
could
fun.
Have an interesting.
We usually have like another person or someone. We could make up an imaginary friend and debate with them. Maybe next time. Or, you know what would also be fun? If anybody wants to call in and and from a third party point of view propose a over under to us, because we're always coming up with them.
Yeah. So only one of us really gets to...
Right, to answer.
To answer.
Right, because I feel like I'm biased towards my own...
Since you made it up.
Right, so if anybody wants...
call in.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be waiting. We'll play you more music while we wait, but we'll be waiting.
We will.
Okay. Now for some more tunes.
Enjoy them.
What in the world are we doing here? What is the meaning of it all? To fall in love, to make a life that's calm and stable, or just to find a place where I belong? What in the world am I looking for? What is the peace that I can find? This longing for I can't ignore, but am I able to see the good and taste it on my tongue? All that I know, all that I see, all that I feel inside of me, all that I've done, there must be more to this beautiful life. Will I go to the water to find innocence? Breathe deep the air to fill my lungs. And beauty sings her song. Every note I follow to find out where the voice is coming from. All that I know, all that I see, all that I feel inside of me, all that I must be more to this beautiful life. Oh, and I can't be satisfied. Oh, this well has long been dry. Oh, what does it cost to find? Maybe I'm a part of something that's bigger than me. Like I'm a page in a book, in a library. And inside my heart there's a dying part that's always searching. Because I know that there's a place where I belong. All that I know, all that I see, all that I feel inside of me, all that I've done, all that I've tried, there must be wonderful, terrible, beautiful life. All right,
so that was This Beautiful Life by Colony House off their new album, Only the Lonely. Saw them last night in concert at the Sinclair, and they were amazing. Also, great venue, super small. Check it out if you're in the area. But yeah, would highly recommend listening to their new album. It's very good.
That was the first time I listened to them, and yes. I thought, They were
most
lovely.
Yeah, most of the music isn't like that. That's like their one slow song. But they're very good, and the lead singer just so happens to be Spencer Perry's doppelganger.
This has been confirmed by him as well.
Yes, it has, which means it's valid.
It's true.
That's when you know it's we found it.
We agree.
So yeah, if you go to Tufson, you know Spencer.
We found his lookalike.
We found his doppelganger. But yeah, check them out. And yeah, now we've got a couple more over-unders.
Yeah, we have two quick over-unders and then more music. So,
yes.
Amanda, over-under. Bowling.
I think I'm going to go with underrated. Because I would never think to do that. Like, we're always sitting around being like, oh, what should we do? Like, this weekend we have some free time. What should we do? And like, bowling sometimes comes up, but like, not a lot, I feel like. It's definitely more of a summer activity, for me at least, because I grew up in like a beach town, so like we had like this like bowling alley right by the beach. So I always associate it with like summer and stuff, but it's indoor, so like it's a year round sport. I don't know where I'm going with that, but
well, you're not wrong. Bowling can be done at all hours of the day.
That's true. Also, yeah, and the what's it called? Flatbreads Pizza in Davis has a bowling alley connected, and Flatbreads is incredible. So, like, that's a great combo, right?
It's a win-win.
There. You can take huge groups of people just on a date. It works.
We should go bowling.
Yeah, we should. That's what we're getting at.
So, I think I'm also a vote for bowling underrated because I feel like it's one of those things you're like, oh, like we could go bowling and you never really go. Yeah. But the like one or two times you do go, it's like super fun.
Yeah, it's wicked fun.
Yeah, so, all right.
Yeah, next one. Emma.
Yes.
Overrated or underrated? Yo-yos.
Wow. So underrated. So underrated.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I was pretty good with a yo-yo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so was my mom, impressively. I think at one point I had one of the ones that, like, lit up because of the friction.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Pain in the butt when they get tangled.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
Really, that
like,
is like...
RIP to
like,
that yo-yo.
Mm-hmm, yep, yo-yo is done when it gets tangled. But super fun. I think every kid should get to yo-yo.
You should at least try to yo-yo. I had a cheat yo-yo, so it like... I don't know, there was something about it where it would like kind of like automatically bounce back up. I don't know if that's actually a thing or if I'm making that up, but like
I had a cheat yo-yo. Yeah.
I don't know Amanda. If that actually but vaguely remembering that from my childhood, like having one that like wasn't a legit like actual yo-yo. I don't know. Definitely making this up.
Who knows? Yo-yos though.
But yeah, also yo-yo ma.
Yo-yo. And to add on,
give him a listen.
Hey. Gotta love the cello, man.
Yeah, you really do.
So, all right, that's a win-win for Yo-Yo Ma and a win-win for yo-yos. Although, like, I was decent. Like, you know, I could do the yo-yo well.
Right.
But, you know, there's those people that do, like nasty
like
tricks
crazy,
with their yo-yo.
Like, the videos, and they're like, I don't even know.
Is that? Do you think that's still a thing? Are, like, yo-yo competitions still, like, cool these days?
I'm not sure if they're still cool.
Or they have. I'm kidding.
but they're definitely still around, I feel like. I don't know.
We'll do some
like
research.
Like those leftover 90s kids that are just like
still holding on to their yo-yos.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like you. I think, like, are you like secretly one of those?
I'm just saying if someone were to bring me a yo-yo, I'd be very excited to show off my skills.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Now I just want a yo-yo and bowl and all these fun things. But we have more music.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
It's okay. Silver sun, you best walk away and watch it shine.
watcher who watched the morning come. Silver tear appearing, now I'm crying in a golden Carolina. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. Hey babe, the sky's on fire, I'm dying, and I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Cause in my mind I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine hit me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese and flight and dogs that bite. Signs of my be omen say I'm going, going, going to Carolina in my mind. With the holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And I feel like it goes on like this forever, and you must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. Cause in my mind I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moon shining? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Yes, I'm going to Carolina in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
We're back.
We're still terrorizing people on the streets. We're watching you all.
Yeah, we see you.
From up here.
You don't see us.
You don't see us.
It's not creepy at all.
Our unnamed guest number one is here from Britain again. She does so much for us coming all the way here. We really appreciate you, unnamed guest number one.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me here.
I hear you have a PSA for us today.
I do. This one's a very important one for your safety.
All right, listen up, people.
All right. This is a firearm safety PSA. And these are the four rules of gun safety. So you want to listen up.
Okay.
For all of you that have guns at school. I'm sure there's just tons of you here. All right. So, no matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. And rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. This has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, unnamed guest number one.
Please don't go shooting anyone.
I won't. We still have more music, but we listen to It's Okay by Land of Talk off the disc. It's Okay. Oh, weird thought, Amanda.
Oh, yes.
Do you spell okay? Okay. Or yeah. O-K-A-Y?
I've always had this debate with myself. It depends on the situation.
Okay.
Texting, actually not always just okay, like weirdly enough. I feel like it just depends. What about you, Em?
I usually go for an O-K-I-E, like okie.
Oh, true. Yeah, I do use O-K-E-Y a lot. Like okie dokie.
Right.
Okie dokie smoky. That's my
comes in many different flavors.
It does. But the good thing is, like, you're never going to use it in an essay or anything. So, like, it's a type of word where it's okay if... Oh, wow. It's all right to spell it however you like.
Cool. I like to, you know, add a little flavor here and there.
Random little thought.
Anyways, and then we listen to Carolina by John Bryant.
It's a cover, I think.
Apparently it's a cover.
Don't quote me on
that. Maybe.
Kat showed it to me. That's for you, Kat.
Shout out to Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Oh my goodness, already 9:40. We're going to play more and more songs.
Man.
Not that many more because we don't have that much time.
19 minutes worth.
19 minutes. Okay.
ignores and thoughts that abuse. Ooh, I was a shield, I was so cruel. I am a shield deflecting you. And I'm always waiting for the right words to explain.
All right, it is. It is. Yeah. Emma, you can read.
Yeah.
You
can read. You can
do it.
There?
You can do it.
It's an analog clock.
That is actually a digital clock, Amanda.
I said that. That's what I said.
It is 9:54 the p.m. and we probably have another song or two for all you lovely listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in to 88 miles an hour on 91.5 WMFO
radio
in Medford.
Show.
Radio show. 88 miles per hour. All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Say, they say that trust, it takes time. That it's a mountain to climb. I think that I am the reason why.
To
to come.